Happy New Year. Advent begins. And with Advent, we hear again the stories of God's surprising arrival into the very midst of human life, fulfilling promises of old. In very concrete ways, God draws near to us. Isaiah describes a day when God's promises to Judah, so very often obscured by defeat, judgment, and historical circumstances, will be fully realized in history. A day when glory outshines shadow, when joy extinguishes sorrow, when peace silences violence, when rebellion seeds to obedience, and when faith becomes lived hope. How do we grab a hold of this hope in these days, when iconic musicians are leaving this world, frightening governments are taking power in this world, natural disasters are erupting in our world, hate crimes and racism are still markers of our world? Matthew reminds us that there is nothing to distinguish or determine our fate, as much as we try, and oh, we try very hard. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken, and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken, and one will be left. Rather, all are called to keep awake and be ready. It's hard to be ready, let alone have hope, in the midst of such uncertainty. And the question, "Are you ready?" is a question usually asked by people who are certain that they are ready, and they're even more certain that you aren't. This, of course, only increases our anxiety. But God has promised that Christ will return, and that coming will not be so much as frightening as a good thing, a saving action, a blessing, a joy, a fulfillment of ancient promises, an act that will enfold us in deep forgiveness, in grace and love. We are called to place our hope in this promise, not our own fears. We are called to see that in, with, and under life as we know it, God is present to bear us up, to call us to new beginnings, to love us, and to call us through the worst and the best of times. We are all called to be people of hope, to live in hope and to model that hope for our world. Now, to have hope is very different than to have dreams. Seems to me that dreams are something that we base in our current reality. So, for instance, I know at one time in my life I had an old beater of a car, and I dreamed of the day when I would have my first brand new vehicle. That was a dream. It got eventually realized, but it wasn't a hope. It was something based on my life at the time. Hope is something that we are given. Hope is a gift, and it comes when we least expect it. Dreams come and go. Sometimes they are destroyed, sometimes they are realized, and sometimes they just kind of go away and we've forgotten about them. If you've really experienced the gift of true hope, you never, ever forget it. Helen Keller said, "Hope sees the invisible, feels the intangible, and achieves the impossible." Are you ready to have faith in this hope that begins the season of Advent? Are you willing to take the risk? Occasionally, I'm asked how I, as a priest, continue to have hope when despair seems so prevalent in our world, and when, of course, I spend a lot of time listening to people's dreams that have faded, or their pains, or their hurts. So I'm going to share with you my personal story of being surprised by and graced with hope. I was asked to write it for a publication for preaching in a journal a few years ago, and I've never actually preached it myself. As her tiny, perfectly formed hand lay in mine, something stirred within me. Beneath the anguish, searing pain, and deep despair, an awakening slowly began to unfurl like the fronds of a New Zealand fern. At first, I did not recognize what it was, mistaken perhaps for giddy exhaustion. As my daughter's hand warmed mine, a glimmer of hope pierced my consciousness. I was unable to comprehend how this could be, as the baby I had longed for and been surprised by was most likely going to die. Hannah's little hand, relaxed, trusting, vulnerable, how could it communicate hope when it belonged to an infant born 5 weeks early, having undergone several major heart operations, and now only continuing to exist thanks to the miracle of life support? My rational being rebelled. Anger rose within me, and cries of, "But it is not fair," tried to drown out the soft yet bright tendrils, hesitantly but unremittingly growing within me. My soul had been bared, my heart wrenched, my body exhausted, my mind numb, and my faith pushed beyond what I thought was its limit. I was not easily going to submit to anything that might simply bring more pain. Despite my best defenses, hope steadily flowed into my being to such an extent that I could no longer ignore or deny its presence. In that moment, I realized that Hannah was holding me. Her soul was gently caressing mine with grace and love as surely as her hand touched mine. Hannah was offering me a most precious gift. There in Starship Children's Hospital, Auckland, New Zealand, in the face of my child's impending death, I faced a watershed moment. To choose despair or hope. As the life-preserving machines chugged away and beeps from various monitors pierced the room and nurses went about their caring work, I sat by wee Hannah as though struck dumb. It had been an incredible journey of extremes thus far, yet this tiny child, with her hand in mine, held me and looked into my eyes and offered me the hope that life would prevail. Not in the way that I had imagined or dreamed, and most definitely not without intense grief. But life would go on, and I had to choose what kind of life that would be. Hannah died in my arms a few days later. She simply couldn't go on any longer. I may have given birth to her, but she gave me back my life. Hannah stopped me in my tracks, embraced me in love, and confronted me with hope. Her hand in mine became a symbol of the hope that sees the invisible, feels the intangible, and achieves the impossible. A little child can indeed lead us into the advent of new life. No matter how dark the day may seem, no matter how hard the road appears, may you be surprised by the hand of hope God offers you. May your life be interrupted. May your soul be opened. May your heart receive this gift long promised. May your life be graced by hope this Advent. You will never forget it. It is worth the risk.